Lucy Jones, the founder of the Harry Dean Stanton Fest, and it is this July 12th through the 14th. And you started this in 2011.
That is correct. This is our ninth annual.
So, okay, I got to ask, how did you become aware of the career and the impact of Harry Dean Stanton, and why you to take up this mantle?
Well, I'll tell you, F.X. Sweeney said something really interesting in the documentary that Tom Thurman made about Harry Dean Stanton, which is that Harry Dean is a presence in our lives, throughout our lives. As moviegoers, as cinematic consumers, he can't be avoided. He's in everything always from the time we are children, depending on our age. But at some point in your life, all of a sudden, like a switch flips and you say, oh my gosh, what just happened? Who is this guy? So even though I had seen him in Pretty in Pink, I'd seen him in Cool Hand Luke, I'd seen him my whole life, it wasn't until I saw him in Repo Man at the Kentucky Theater when I was 15 years old where I had my Harry Dean epiphany moment where I was just like, what just happened? Who is that man? Walked out of the theater and a friend said, oh, that's Mary's uncle, our friend Mary Lake. And I said, what do you mean that's Mary's uncle? And they said, well, he's from Kentucky. And that just blew my mind that I had watched this movie, had this experience, had so much immediate admiration for this man. And then to learn right thereafter that he was a local. It was a piece of information I wanted to share with the world.
And so versatile, too. I mean, he was in everything.
Oh, my gosh. Everything. I always say that showing somebody a picture of Harry Dean Stanton is like showing them, like giving them a cinematic Rorschach test, because you might not know his name, but when you show a picture, somebody goes, oh, that's the guy from Pretty in Pink, or that's the guy from Paris, Texas, or that's the guy from this episode of Bonanza I watched last night. He's been in everything, and how you connect to him sort of determines who you are as a moviegoer.
And I just recently saw Lucky, and I mean, he was still at the top of his game in the, you know, in that last film role.
Unbelievable. I mean, that was his, as you said, final film role. Also his second ever starring role. I mean, if you can imagine that, he was in movies for, I mean, I think going on six decades, maybe more. And that was the first time that, or the second time that he actually had a star, and the only time he had a titular role.
Okay, so explain the rationale of doing an entire film festival around Harry Dean Stanton, and then we'll talk about what's on tap for this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, when I was a kid, one of my very favorite things in the world to do was to go to the James Dean Festival in Fairmount, Indiana, just 3.5 short hours away. And I was always bowled over by this community that was created there. And so when I got involved with the Lexington Film League, I thought to myself, well, Harry Dean's every bit as cool as James Dean, and he's in over 200 movies. We can show movies for decades. So that's the rationale.
Okay, so we have the 12th through the 14th coming up this weekend. Take us through Harry Dean Stanton Fest 2019.
Absolutely. So we're going to start everything out at the Lexington Art League at the Loudon House. They are hosting a fantastic screening of The Avengers outdoors under the stars. It's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful night. That's one of those films that Harry's in very briefly, but very, very importantly. He has a very pivotal scene in it. The next day, we are going to be showing films at the Farish Theater throughout the day. We're going to start out with Kelly's Heroes in the morning and then show The Last Temptation of Christ. And then that evening, we're going to do a screening of Pretty in Pink at the Green Lantern. And afterward, we're going to have a Pretty in Pink prom. So we're encouraging everyone to get dressed up in their best 80s new wave prom attire. It's not a mandate, but if you do, there's a really great prize package for best costume. So DJ Colonel Paco Chaos will be spinning the vinyl at that. It's going to be so much fun. And then the next day, we have two more films at the Farish during the afternoon. We're going to be showing Cisco Pike and Zandy's Bride. Both of those star Gene Hackman. I've been on a big Gene Hackman kick lately. I think he's probably one of the few actors that rivals Harry Dean's output in the 70s and 80s. And then we're going to end everything off with a screening of Repo Man, the film that brought Harry Dean Stanton to my conscious attention. That movie is actually having its 35th anniversary, which is kind of mind-boggling. But the director of that film, Repo Man, is a gentleman named Alex Cox. He also directed Sid and Nancy and Straight to Hell, sort of the trifecta of 1980s punk rock films. So he's going to be there afterward to chat about the film and his admiration for Harry Dean.
Can I just chime in here that you just rattled off all of that without any prior notes or anything? I'm standing here, I'm looking at the lineup, and it's like, perfect.
Well, I'm very excited. That's why, because I've been working on this for a number of months now, and it's etched in my brain, and I'm so excited that it's finally here.
And I'm going to guess and go out on a limb here. As soon as this is over, you go right into 2020.
Pretty much. We were already percolating ideas. Hunter Carson, who is in Paris, Texas, he played the little boy in Paris, Texas. He's going to be here for the weekend, not to speak or to do anything, but just to hang out because he's a longtime friend of the festival. And he and I plan to chat about a big Paris, Texas reunion for 2020.
Oh, man, that'll be great, too. All right. So if people want information, where do they go?
LexingtonFilmLeague.org or HarryDeanStantonFest.org.
And it's important to point out that there are some admissions for certain events.
Yes. For two of the events, for Pretty in Pink, it's $5 at the door. And for Repo Man, it's $12 in advance or $15 at the door. But everything else is free. We tried to make sure that this is a low-cost and free community event that is accessible to all. So you can attend every single event, seven films, see Alex Cox, and it'll all be less than $20.
All right. Our guest today has been Lucy Jones. She's the founder of the Harry Dean Stanton Fest going on this weekend in Lexington. And if you want to, you know, hear the director's cut of our interview, you can do that at wuky.org. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.